Well, that's about the two main ones that we use around here.
Are there any berries you can make it out of?
Blackberries.
What's that?
Blackberries?
Uh-huh. Are those, you know, like, explain a blackberry. Is it like a blueberry?
No. You've never seen a blackberry?
I don't think so. I might have seen it in ice cream, but I don't know if I've seen a blackberry.
Well, our grows to be is at least that big, you know, on a...
What's that, maybe like... Maybe like half an inch?
Half an inch. Big old things, you know, if the ground is fertile where they're growing.
And they grow on a bush?
Yeah, up on a bush, and you pick them, and you can count them.
Do you have blackberry farms or something?
No, they have blueberry farms around. I have had them around here, but we used to have one just around the Big Creek Church.
Yeah.
But the ones that put it out sold the farm.
Do those have stickers on the bush?
No, not your blueberries, but blackberries does.
Well, I have seen them then. You know, like, don't they have red ones on there, too?
Well, they're not right.
Are those called something else?
No.
That's just the same thing, but they're just not right.
They're not right. They start from green to red, and then they turn black.
Is that a raspberry? No?
Yes, I don't know.
Raspberries are in, like, sections.
We don't grow them here.
Uh-huh. So it's just the blackberry.
It's the blueberry and the blackberry that's grown here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a blackberry pie is good. The way I do mine is I cook mine where the juice is a little bit thick, you know. You don't want too watery. And I put a layer of that, and then I put a layer of strips. And then I put some more blackberries, and then I put another pot. And that makes your dumplings all down in there, too, and that's good. You need that with ice cream.
That's just pie, or is that a cobbler?
That's a cobbler.
A cobbler, too. Mm-hmm. You know, like if someone has a real good appetite, like you would say, he sure likes, I like to put away his. You know, like he has a real good appetite, you know, like if your husband had a real good appetite, say, boy, he sure likes to put away his.
Dinner?
Well, you know, whatever. Dinner? Uh-huh. Is that what you would say, or would you say something else that's just more plain than that? You know, just, I mean, he's talking in general. Boy, he sure likes to put away his.
Food?
Yeah.
What?
Would you ever use vittles?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we use vittles too.
You know what?
That's been way back years ago. That word was used a lot.
Yeah. Oh, it was?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How do you spell vittles?
V-I-T-T-I-L-E-S.
That's with a V, not an F.
No, it's B.
V.
Vittles.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, that just means any food.
Yeah.
It just means food in general.
Bells is ready.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like, when your husband was a farmer, like you were saying, and, you know, like, they're way out in the field, how'd you call them for lunch?
You usually, sent one of the children before they were. Now, at our house, we had a bell.
A bell?
Yes, sir. That bell was up on the post.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I had a long rope.
Uh-huh.
And my mama would send one of us small kids out when she got dinner done to ring the bell, and it would be heard all over that whole community.
My goodness.
I don't know where that bell went to. I wish I had it.
Yeah.
You're around.
So that's the way she summons them to the house.
But, well, how long do they work in the fields from, you know, what time to what time?
Oh, sun up and sun down.
You know, like what time?
Yes, sir.
Was
the work need to be done.
Was this year-round, or did they just...
This was just through the seasons that, you know, planting and cultivating
it. When is planting? You know, like, what time of the year?